Je donne maintenant la parole.
I now give the floor to the representative of India.
Mr. President, this morning my delegation came to this August assembly to listen attentively to the new foreign minister of Pakistan outline the vision of a new Pakistan. What we heard is a new Pakistan cast in the mold of old. Mr. President, I am therefore constrained to take the floor to exercise India's right of reply to reject the baseless allegations made by the foreign minister of Pakistan. Amongst the most outrageous were the preposterous allegation relating to the horrifying terror attack on Peshawar school 4 years ago. Let me recollect for the new government of Pakistan the outpouring of sorrow and pain in India that followed the massacre of innocent children in 2014. Both houses of India's parliament had expressed solidarity while paying respect to the memory of those killed. Schools all over India had observed 2 minutes of silence in their memory. The despicable insinuation made by the Foreign Minister of Pakistan dishonors the memory of the innocent lives lost to terrorists that day. It is a desperate attempt to look away from the monster of terror that Pakistan has itself created in its quest to destabilize its neighbors and covet their territory. Let me make it clear to the new government of Pakistan that the entire state of Jammu and Kashmir is and will remain an integral part of India. Mr. President, we have also heard Pakistan claim that it has turned the tide on terrorism. Let us fact check this. Can Pakistan deny the fact that it is the host and patron of 132 of the UN-designated terrorists and 22 terrorist entities sanctioned under the 1267 and 1988 UN Security Council sanctions regime as of today? Will Pakistan deny that UN-designated terrorist Hafiz Saeed enjoys a free run inside Pakistan, spews venom, and sets up candidates for electoral offices? Mr. President, we have also noticed an effort of the new Pakistan to champion human rights. This is vintage verbal duplicity. It is evident from the recent example of Princeton economist professor Atif Mia's appointment and removal from Economic Advisory Council of Pakistan on grounds that he belongs to a minority. Before preaching to the world, championing of human rights should begin at home. We have also heard today support by Pakistan for a report no member state had asked for, none supported, and on which no action was taken. Mr. President, the new foreign minister of Pakistan chose to term the gruesome killing of our security personnel by Pakistani-sponsored terrorists as flimsy grounds. While it may not be the case for Pakistan, for India, every loss of life counts. Hence, our belief that talks and terror cannot go together. Mr. President, to conclude, what we have heard are fake allegations and fake facts, which can only make for a fake vision. For a new vision to materialize, Pakistan must demonstrate that it has moved beyond a narrative of deception, deceit, and distortion. I thank you, Mr. President.
Je donne la...
I now give the floor to the representative of the United States.